covered with dust, though the sweepings of the finest lady's chamber, we should be apt to ridicule and despise its vanity. Partial judges that we are of our own excellencies and other men's defaults. But a broomstick, perhaps you will say, is an emblem of a tree standing on its head. And pray, what is man but a topsy-turvy creature? His animal faculties perpetually mounted on his rational, his head where his heels should be, grovelling on the earth. And yet with all his faults, he sets up to be a universal reformer and corrector of abuses, a remover of grievances, rakes into every slut's corner of nature, bringing hidden corruptions to the light, and raiseth a mighty dust where there was none before, sharing deeply all the while in the very same pollutions he pretends to sweep away. His last days are spent in slavery to women, and generally the least deserving, till, worn to the stumps, like his brother Beesum, he is either kicked out of doors, or made use of to kindle flames for others to warm themselves by. The story of the injured lady, written by herself in a letter to her friend, with his answer. Sir, being ruined by the inconstancy and unkindness of a lover,